Under the plan, Atlanta would contribute about $200 million from the city's hotel-motel tax. The Falcons would spend about $800 million on the stadium and another $50 million on city infrastructure improvements. The Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation has committed another $15 million for community development. Atlanta City Council President Caesar Mitchell says he's encouraged by the initial plan, but he says the proposal will get a full vetting.
The community has said that, you know, we've gotten a raw deal in the past. And so our work in the coming weeks will be to make sure that there is a framework and a structure in place that will allow for there to be a sustained partnership.
Mitchell says it will come down to the Falcons' level of commitment to the neighborhoods surrounding the Georgia Dome, including Vine City, English Avenue, and Castleberry Hill. But there's already skepticism. Councilman Ivory Young, who represents a lot of the surrounding area, says there were a lot of unkept promises before building the original Georgia Dome.
A whole segment of the population, about 280 households, were removed on the west side of town. And the investments that were made, even though we can show you tangible evidence that those investments were implemented, were grossly inadequate.
Young says he doesn't want history repeating itself.
What's the difference between then and now is that we're really going to place an emphasis on uplifting human capital. We want to promote new business opportunities to help to foster jobs with livable wages in the community itself.
Both council members said it was too early to predict how the process would go, mostly because the legislation is yet to be introduced. But Council President Mitchell says he wants to avoid a messy process.
To the extent that I, as city council president, will be able to certainly influence this process, I'm going to work to ensure that there's no group that feels like they have not been heard.
Mitchell says he'd like to see the process wrapped up by May in order to give the council adequate time to pass its 2014 budget. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.